This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Colorado Rapids says 12 staff and players tested positive for COVID-19. The soccer team postponed the match against Kansas City last Sunday after 3 staff members and 1 player became infected. Then on Monday, the Rapids revealed that 7 more staff members and another player also tested positive. The team has not practiced since last week because of the outbreak. The Rapids have an away game on Sunday against Portland that team officials say could be postponed. The Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins destroyed 37 structures as it grew by more than 20,000 acres over the weekend. Officials say 99 structures have been damaged or destroyed by the fire, now the 3rd largest in state recorded history. Larimer County Sheriff spokesman David Moore says they usually inform property owners of their loss in person.
But unfortunately, in the current situation with COVID, that's not really possible. You get a whole range of reactions from people saying, yeah, we kind of figured that was the case, to people who, you know, drop the phone and start crying.
Cooler conditions and freezing temperatures overnight helped firefighters make progress on containing the 125,000-acre blaze. Republican Senator Cory Gardner plans to vote to confirm Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. The Durango Herald reports Gardner says she's well qualified. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett is opposed. This is CPR News.